Hello, it's Monday, September 7th, and that means two things. First, we all have the day off thanks to a series of violent riots calling for a 58-hour work week. And it's time for the Lighting Industry News Brief, brought to you by Keystone Technologies and their X-Fit outdoor fixtures. These are talking about their floodlights again. These have color selecting, built-in dusk-to-dawn photo cells. These come in 15-watt, 35-watt, and 60-watt floods, 75-watt models, 100-watt models. All these run off 120, 277-volt LED drivers for performance and reliability. That's KeystoneTech.com, or the link in the description, if you please. News! The IES Progress Report is available. You can see all their products of the year or wait for everyone to announce their own individually. Lamp Recycling CEO arrested at climate protest. This is Rico Light's Nigel Harvey. He was later released without charges. The LRC staff are following Dr. Figueroa to Rutgers. Interim head of the LRC, Dr. Ray, has announced that the majority of current LRC staff are following their former head researcher. Lux Live is going virtual and adding a UV-focused event. The UV event is for the 22nd. The digital festival will take place November 11th and 12th. UC Santa Barbara will expand their patent litigation again. This new action targets GE, Savant, Fight, Satco, Home Depot, and IKEA. A judge certifies class action suit against Acuity. Now the discovery phase may begin. This is, again, stockholders suing Acuity over false claims about profitability. Southwire has acquired CEP. Both are based in California. Construction Electrical Products has been purchased for an undisclosed amount. No one's losing their job over this. LeadVance has won their patent suit. This is an ITC judge striking down infringement claims. Kichler has been accused of patent infringement. Heavy-duty lighting claims 10 patents were stepped on by some slim wall packs. Daylight savings time is bad for you. This is from the Journal of Sleep Medicine, collecting a bunch of data related to light and light exposure timing during the switch, and it's dangerous. It's dangerous. Eco Lighting sued for selling counterfeit masks. This case alleges that Eco sold $400,000 worth of N95s and KN95s to MJL Enterprises, but they were not, in fact, N95s or KN95s. They just said so on the box. California may require LED for horticultural lighting. This is in their 2022 update to Title 24. The requirements don't strictly say LED only, but they're so strict, you're going to have trouble seeing halogens get into that space again. Will anyone pay for sustainable lighting? This is an article addressing the question of cost in a more circular economy. What's new in the ASHRAE /IES/ANSI 90.1 code? Craig DeLouis explains it over on Get a Grip on Lighting, episode 151. We've had some close calls with COVID-19, both Michael and their guest Spencer Miles, and they discuss what they've learned from that. The lighting practice explains germicidal UV. This is a quick primer from Michael Barber and Ian Wilson. Sezo's team is explaining how you can take voice controls offline, not depending on the helpful voices you might already have in your home. Everlight has been convicted for stealing trade secrets. Three former Seoul Semiconductor employees have received their maximum sentence for this. Everlight has now sued Seoul Semiconductor for spreading false information related to that decision. Lighting designers in product specification. This is Randy Reed offering some insight into how that works. An outdated flaw in OpenSSH, this is an exploit that we kind of figured 12 years ago, is still a viable attack vector for IoT. So, yeah, watch out. Osram has settled their dispute with Lexstar. This is a dispute over similar products from the contract manufacturer. It's been resolved. The IES announces street and area light conference lineup. This is a full slate of talks later on. Acuity is planning a virtual trade show for October 7th and 8th. Inside Lighting tells us the five most efficient wall washers. Case study, disinfecting a yoga studio. This is Hubble showing off their SpectraClean in action. Guzin Lighting Fair is setting a date for October 22nd. This is an in-person event in Zhongshan City. Hortican Light and Tech is going virtual. You can see a bit of their programming right now, but the event is set for the 20th and 21st of October. This is a new software tool from Lighting Analysts. This is an exterior lighting calculation tool. It's on the web now. CEDIA Expo is teasing their event, also virtual. They've already released one talk, From Savant to Whet Your Appetite. Smart Outdoor for Connected Cities webinar is now available. This is from Charlie Nobles talking about smart grids. Also available, a webinar on Chicago and London smart city projects hosted by Bob Borzillo, Dave Basil, and Wojciech Wojas. Hostly is now entirely employee-owned. This is a Texas lighting company. And Michael Kirshner calls for an efficiency revolution. He's the founder of the ILC, and he wants the way the industry works to be more efficient. He doesn't need any more lumens per watt. In market predictions, global industrial lighting market to reach $14 billion by 2027. Hospital lighting to reach $8.5 billion by 2027. Energy as a service to reach $86 billion by 2024. The global LED lighting industry to reach $250 billion or more by 2030. And the smart office market is set to grow by 13% over the next 5 years. Rep agency news. NorCal Systems will rep GE Current's outdoor lines in California. Amerlux will be repped by SLS in New Jersey. And Stoller Lighting will be covering Zycato in the Pacific Northwest, Alaska, and Hawaii. Solviosis announces a very popular quarter on the back of UVC production. Natural Bridge Caverns has been relit. If you've never thought about lighting a cave, this is a good case study. Energy Focus will present at two investor conferences. James Tu will give a talk for H.C. Wainwright and Microcap Leadership. Solar Powered Lighting System is a finalist in Global Design Challenge. This is from the Biomimicry Institute, acknowledging the Elytra beetle-like light fixture for any sort of temporary application. Orion gets 390 retailer contract. This is a full turnkey lighting retrofit for an unnamed retail chain. Hospital parking lots are badly lit, and Raquel Rutledge investigates the safety of healthcare workers because of that. Signify has completed their share buyback program. This is over a million shares have been repurchased by the company. Local news, LA has declared a winner in their streetlight selection competition. This is a modular design from Project Room. Drake Lighting is moving. They're bringing their lighting manufacturer and their servicing company into one big campus. Milford is adding outdoor lighting installations all around, thanks to a program from Energize Delaware. Chicago, as of the 10th, is asking everyone to dim or turn off their lights at night. Hundreds of millions of birds will be migrating at night over the city. Saskatchewan is funding a rare earth processing facility. This is from the Rare Earth Research Council, and they're spending $31 million on this. Madison Heights is replacing 1,700 streetlights. Amherst is upgrading three municipal buildings, town hall, a library, and a police station. Lindenhurst, New York is spending $5 million on efficiency projects. And Mobile, Alabama is switching out 20,000 fixtures on the street. Amor Pacific R&D Center has a new test for blocking blue light to protect your skin. There's a fun little thing you can build, a daylight color tuning control. It doesn't just daylight dim, but daylight matches, so that's cool. A light therapy for bipolar patients speeds recovery time. This is using spectrally tuned lighting based on research at a Norwegian hospital. U-Texas creates a flexible, cuttable micro-LED. Galloway has unveiled a 4-mile-long lighting installation on the Connemara Mountains in Finland. They're blue and green at night. Clarifying a thing, Lewis Latimer's lighting patents are back in the news for Joe Biden-related reasons, and he was the guy that proposed using a carbon-based filament as opposed to, I believe, Edison was using copper. Edison's patent was, of course, invalidated earlier this year because you can't patent incandescence. A thing you can do for fun is make a nightlight out of PCBs. This is a small lamp you can make out of discarded LCD modules. And a lighting upgrade has been delayed in Simcoe country because of a nesting osprey on top of the pole. And in hirings, departures, and promotions, Tom Rowe has left Kickler for Dower Manufacturing, and Davis Chastain has been appointed to the role of Western Commercial Sales Manager at Nora. And two things before I go. I should say that Nailed is looking for two board members, both a vendor and a distributor. You can email info@nailed.org if you're interested in joining as a member of our advisory board. Second thing is, last week, this show had a little 8 days wonder where we were actually on the new business news chart on Apple Podcasts. And that was cool and different, and thank you for helping me do that. I'd like to have that happen again, though. So if you could leave a review, tell a friend, do something, do anything to help us out, that's great. But until next time, enjoy your day and enjoy the music.
The long empty spot in this old parking lot with a six-pack of Mexican beer. Yeah, and you're finally here. And you're finally here. We sprawl on the hood and drink more than we should and watch clouds in the distance collide, how they join and divide. Oh. In just half a day, I'll be flying away with the 21st Regiment B over the sea. And they'll give me a gun and say, here you go, son, let's make sure that the good guys all win. Oh, oh. There's no room for greed with a country in need. And I know you don't want me to leave, but you got to believe they take what they need. I don't know the reason we go, but then what do I know? I'm just a farm boy from East Benton Ridge. Yeah, from East Benton Ridge. Oh. There's plenty of guys who are smarter than I, who have told us that we need to fight, so it's gotta be right. And when I get to the spot where the men are just shells and the whole world is cracked like the Liberty Bell, well, I will send you a postcard from hell. The burden was mine, so I signed on the line and they gave me a number and rank. And I promise, my dear, I will write you this year when my mind's in a dark shade of blank. Yeah, I will send you a postcard from hell. Now you're falling asleep on the hood of my Jeep, and you're burrowed to cover your frown while the sun's going down on this desolate town. Oh, and take a good look at this picture you took and remember my face while I'm gone. No, it won't be too long. Oh, back next May if this war goes away, and I hope I can stay for a while. Oh, for a while.
And when I get to the spot where the men are just shells and the whole world is cracked like the Liberty Bell, and the faces stare back with a plan of attack, and the voices have stopped and the boys have all fell, well, I will send you a postcard from hell.